The Light of Health Reform, September 18. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. The light God has given on health reform is for our salvation and the salvation of the world. Men and women should be informed in regard to the human habitation, fitted up by our Creator as His dwelling place, and over which He desires us to be faithful stewards. Our bodies are wonderfully made, and the Lord requires us to keep them in order. All are under obligation to Him to keep the human structure in a healthful, wholesome condition, that every muscle, every organ, may be used in the service of God. God, who formed the wonderful structure of the body, will take special care to keep it in order, if men cooperate, instead of working at cross purposes, with Him. These grand truths must be given to the world. We must reach the people where they are, and by example and precept lead them to see the beauties of the better way. The world is in sad need of instruction along these lines. The time has come when each soul must be staunch and true to every ray of light God has given, and begin in earnest to give this gospel of health to the people. We shall have strength and power to do this if we practice these truths in our own lives. Those who are enjoying the precious blessings which come to them through obeying this message of mercy will do all in their power that others may share the same blessings. But we may rest assured that Satan will do all in his power to prevent anything like a message of reform from being given to the world at this time. Shall God's people be found on the enemy's side, either by failing to heed it themselves, or by neglecting to give it to others? He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. If we would be safe, we must not fail to know on whose side we stand. God desires His light-bearers ever to keep a high standard before them. By precept and example they must hold this perfect standard high above Satan's false standard.